This week, Jenna tells us her experience with the 100-Day Home Organization Program. She writes, "Round two is completely different than round one. Each time, it gets easier. Last time, the cups cabinet took me a good 45 minutes. This round, I spent 15, and it was finished before I had to get my daughter on the bus. I probably still have too many cups, but I reorganized and can feel accomplished." Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We'd love to hear about it. Send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and let us know how you've changed your life and your home with Organized 365. Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. This podcast today is going to be very different than any other podcast that I've recorded before. I am so often at night, I'll be like, Greg, you have to look at this. Greg, let me read you this. Greg, let me tell you what happened. And I am reading your direct messages that you send me on Instagram or things that you post in the Facebook group or emails that you've sent me. And I am just humbled and awed and inspired by you. And I wanted to take a podcast and reflect back on the 7 years of growing Organized 365 and some of the blessings that you send me through the written word here in the last couple months in 2018. I went through, I tagged them all, I printed them all out, I categorized them, they're all in front of me. This could take a while because you guys have a lot to say, but I've organized them and it's so heartwarming as your friend and teacher to see the light bulb moments go on as these organizational systems I've come up with in my mind are now working in your home and giving you a more organized and productive life. So you know we're going to start with the Sunday basket, right? And I have I think 8 different Sunday basket ones to share with you. And then we get down to just one or two in each category. But for the Sunday basket, here are some of the funny things that you guys say about your Sunday basket. "My husband just asked me where to put some foreign currency. I said, put it in my basket. He just said, it's quite useful, that basket, isn't it? I'll take that small victory, Lisa." Here's another one. "I finally get it. As I'm going into the kids' rooms to make beds, etc." Yes, they're supposed to make the beds. "Anyway, I'm noticing little things that need to be done, like light bulbs. I got out my note cards and started writing what needs to be done on the cards to put in my Sunday basket. All the light bulbs for the upstairs room are on one card. Fixing a jacket for my daughter on another, and so on. Now, when my hubby is home and I don't want to change the light bulbs or other jobs, he can do it, and I give him the cards. It was either a duh moment or an aha moment. Either way, I get it now. Sunday basket saves the day. I arranged for a photographer to take our family picture for our group of 15. I met with her ahead of time and showed her our outdoor location, gave her my list of pictures with priorities. With 7 little grandkids, you only have a certain amount of time to work until they're done. The day arrived and she took our biggest group and then asked what else I wanted. I assume she brought the list, but apparently not. I raced inside and drew my copy of my list from my photo / pocket. Bless you, Lisa." This one I love. "I ordered my Sunday basket 6 months ago. I put it together last week." Okay, raise your hand if this is you. I saw you raise your hand. "I went through it for the first time today. I don't know what I was so afraid of. The system was easy and amazing. Thank you, Lisa. Now, if I can just go through the program faithfully. Third time's a charm, right?" And then we have a comment that says, "Right? What's that fear about? Maybe thoughts of any past failed attempts to maintain order have gotten a hold of you." Here's the most precious one, which is a good segue into our next category, which is kids. "One of the things I love about the Sunday basket is that I find sweet little treasures from my littles because they know if it's paper, it goes in the Sunday basket." So what about those kids? Here's a great one. Lisa, my oldest son, almost 6 years old, watched today's Facebook stories post you put up this morning. He says you look like a very nice lady and wanted me to show you that he loved your videos. I figured you'd get a smile out of this. Here's another one. Funny story, last night my 10-year-old son walked in and said, "Mom, it's really clean in here. Have you been listening to another podcast?" What about those husbands? Here are some of your husband's stories. My husband walks in from the garage and sees I'm watching a video on my phone and he says, "Are you watching Lisa from the organization Facebook group?" He maybe doesn't know how much we've spent, but he knows it now rules our life. Another one. Awesome. I just hosted 11 people in a formal dinner party and 2 overnight guests Saturday night, and I cannot believe how much easier it went. I went through the 100-day once, and I'm on the second round, and I hurried and did quite a bit of cleaning in the kitchen in a marathon week. Needless to say, even my husband was impressed that I had some comment on how I was looking pretty much put together. I took that as a compliment, and I'm so thankful Organized 365 came through for me with a stress-free week when normally I would have been so tired out and stressed out. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lisa. This is my second round in the 100 days. I had an awesome moment yesterday. I was surprised when, out of the blue, my husband thanked me for all the organizing work I've done in our home. His daughter had come by our home and needed a tax return. He knew exactly where to find it because I had pulled them all from different places and stored them in one filing cabinet drawer by year. He went on to say that whenever we sell our home, it'll be so much easier since we are so much more organized and have done so much decluttering. I'm so pleased with our spaces, so decluttered. Hang in there, everyone. It is a process. This one is great. This is from Casey. She just signed up a couple weeks ago. I was hemming and hawing over the sale and buying the program, and my husband kept asking me what I was looking at. And I told him I wanted to go all access. And he said, "Just do it. Merry Christmas. Now I don't have to worry about getting you a thing." What's best about that post is when you read the comments below, like within an hour, he said, "Okay, you bought it. Open it up. Let's get started." And they started on the kitchen right away together. Here's another one. This is my fourth time through the 100 days. I joined at this time last year. My house was pretty decent, besides the hot mess guest room, basement, and garage. But my life felt chaotic, and I believed in what Lisa was doing in the mission of Organized 365. I haven't said anything to my husband about buying it, but I've just been plugging away over the last year. The first time through, I really went on a full-on marathon and made it about halfway through, mainly the first floor of my house. The second time through, I focused on photos and paper, Sunday baskets, and binders. The third time through, I tackled the hot mess guest room, kids' rooms, basically the upstairs, and my husband wanted to tackle the garage. So 2 hot mess rooms got done that summer. Then this morning, my fourth time, my husband just said how he is really in a mood to go through the basement and get rid of clutter. This really works, ladies. Kids and husbands will follow your lead. Slow and steady progress. We can do it. I love hearing you guys quote me to each other and encouraging each other. We have such a positive Facebook group. If you're not already in there, just go to organize365.com/Facebook and you'll find the link right there. And here's our last little husband note. You know when you're doing the 100-day program right when your husband says, "I love our bedroom. It's like our own little apartment." Oh my goodness gracious. I love it. Okay. Here are people who are making progress going through the third time. You hear a lot in those other ones where people are going through third, fourth time. Here's another one going through the third time. "I was wondering why my kitchen is so easy to maintain since I went through the 100 day twice. Not only do I have limited cabinets, but I struggle with space. So while I was doing the declutter, I was making sure I had enough of what I really needed, like dishes and silverware and cups. Turns out I could put breakfast, lunch, and dinner plates into the dishwasher because now that I got rid of unnecessary items, I remember Lisa saying, try to make sure you have enough of the items you need so that you don't have to wait." So for her family of 5, they have enough dishes now to use them all day long and just run the dishwasher once. That is huge. Sometimes in decluttering and organizing, it's also about acquiring the right things at the right time for the right season of life. This one just made me, I was just so excited to read this. "I just want to say, I can't believe the feeling of pride I have with my kitchen organized. I started the program 2 days ago and decided to knock out the whole kitchen in a day for lack of time reasons. The rest of my house is a little crazy, but I feel a sense of peace just walking into my kitchen. Thank you, Lisa, for this program. Only 2 days in and already seeing the difference. I am telling you, ladies, as you get organized, that's what happens. You feel proud of yourself for what you accomplish. I'm not there in your kitchen. You're totally doing it yourself. And from that, you learn confidence. Like, you gain confidence from having an organized home and knowing where your stuff is and having a handle on that. So let's talk about having order and chaos. Here's order and chaos. I finally got started on this round over the weekend, and I'm happy to report my entire kitchen is done and it feels great. My husband was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer a week before Labor Day. And between surgeries and treatment in nonstop company for 6 weeks, of which I'm extremely grateful, I couldn't get started. The weather was horrible this weekend, and I was able to stay inside and make some progress. Now, every time I open a cabinet or the fridge or the pantry, I catch myself saying, wow, this looks so nice. I'm skipping around a bit and hitting the office next. Thanksgiving is coming, and all my company will be returning, so I'm hoping to get to my main living areas done. And my husband is feeling great. So sometimes when you're not in control of things like your husband's health or other situations, I know that when I first started organizing my house, that was the first thing I felt. I felt like I finally was in control of something, even if it was just what I was decluttering. How about motivation? Lisa, can I just say, to use your decisive diction, that starting my day with your Facebook Live about organizing was so motivating that I changed my sheets, did 4 loads of laundry, cleaned out all my makeup, finished reorganizing my jewelry, stuck to my diet, helped my kids with homework, made dinner, hung 2 pictures, and started working on my hot mess room. And it's only 8:45, so that doesn't include some time with hubby tonight. Thank you for all you do. Well, I don't think one little Facebook Live gave you that whole day of motivation, but it is true, right? Like, when you surround yourself with positive people who are working towards the same goal and just have a positive outlook, you could totally feed off of other people. So if you're like, oh, I just don't really have a lot of motivation, I have a lot of videos on my Facebook page that you can watch. And I usually am pretty peppy and exciting. So totally go ahead and take that motivation. Here's one for mindset. The other night, I read something that completely put my efforts to organizing my house into perspective. It said, someday, someone is going to have to decide what to do with every single item that you own. That really hit me hard. It gives me such a sense of relief to know that when it's done, not only will my life be better, I'll also be making the life easier for the people that I love. Letting things go is so much easier when you know why you're doing it. Speaking of letting things go, little victories. A friend who had moved back to our area after 10 years said she needed Tupperware. Unbelievable! I had been rounding up all my bakeware in one spot and all my Tupperware, and I said, let me bless you. So today she gets a small body bag of goodies that will make the cabinets and her floor smile. And with matching lids. My husband is the merry messenger. Just got the 100 days on Saturday, so I'm a busy bee until January. Now, as you're starting to get organized and you're organizing your home, back in the fall of 2018, I recorded 2 podcasts back to back. One was about organizing slower when you don't have many spoons. When you listen to that podcast episode, you'll understand what I mean there. And then the next one was about organizing faster, like how I organize. And I received these Facebook posts right after those podcasts. Organizing slowly. I am so glad this 100-day program is lifetime access. I used up all my spoons on silverware and dishes. I'm going to make my way through this, but it's turning out to be more slowly than I had hoped. I'm so grateful that listening to the podcast keeps some energy moving forward. I'm grateful for the community and the hope that I find here. And then the next one, binging the tasks again for the week. That's working so much better for me. So ladies, we don't have to do it the same. We just have to all do it and encourage each other. So this is great. I have 2 for this, and this is about your future self. Often when we do the organizing, we don't reap the benefits of what we're organizing until the next season. So she says, you know, it's totally awesome. actually doing what Lisa tells you to do. Then realizing a whole year later that you already decluttered and donated all the Christmas decorations that you didn't love and weren't using last year because you forgot. And it takes you less than 2 hours to decorate. There's almost zero decision-making required. Not a single decoration is left in the boxes, and there's only joy and peace in your heart. Here's another one. Long post, but lots of photos. Last Christmas break, I listened to Lisa's binge of podcasts. Instead of putting my Christmas decor away, I decluttered. With my family's input, we decided the only decor really special to us was our Nutcracker collection. Out went the fireplace decor and replaced with a live pine garland. Out went all the Christmas decor and replaced with a fresh pine wreath. And with a live Christmas tree, so much less to haul up and down from the storage room, family room, and happy mom. And no post of mine would be complete without my hashtag Sunday basket cocktail. So this is from Dawn. I'm trying to keep these anonymous, but Dawn is not anonymous. Dawn has started her own little sect of Organized 365. And Dawn, I don't know if you realize this, you have been doing this for over a year. And the first 6 months, like, I kind of didn't even catch on because I don't really notice details. But on Sunday, in the Organized 365 Facebook group, Dawn will always post a picture of her Sunday basket with an alcoholic beverage. And she's got quite the bar, quite the lovely assortment of cocktails there. And she started the hashtag Sunday basket cocktail. Well, finally, Dawn, we caught on, as you saw. And so now we're sharing hashtag Sunday basket cocktail on our Instagram story of what Organized 365 team members do with their Sunday baskets. And a lot of you are chiming in. And we're putting non-alcoholic in there too. Teas and coffees, it doesn't matter. But Dawn started a trend in the Organized 365 Facebook group, and I love it. Speaking of someone else who started a trend in the Organized 365 Facebook group, well, I don't know if it'll be a trend yet, but Paige did an unboxing of her All Access box. So she got her All Access box after Thanksgiving, and she literally unpacked it in the Organized 365 Facebook group. You can scroll back and find the videos. It's actually broken into two videos because she got a call, but I loved watching it. It was so fun to see her open the box and go through everything that was in the box and her reaction as she opened everything. She got out the binder and she looked at it, and then she held it up to her face and she hugged it. I was like, oh, I hugged it before I left, and now you hugged it. It's kind of like me giving you a hug. Okay, so then I love this one. This is about helping other people get organized. Here's somebody in the 100-day program. I got to see my parents yesterday and went into their attic to get some Christmas stuff down. While I was up there, I noticed a bunch of plastic shopping bags with various linens in them that people must have put up there over the years. My grandparents can't really get into their attic, so I asked if I could take all the linens home and wash and sort. I finished washing and drying all except two small grocery bags. So now each set is together in its own bag with measurements so she can easily look and see what she doesn't want. And the warm down comforter and bedspreads were washed and ready to be used also. Ladies, as we start to get our own homes organized, then we're able to bless people with our Tupperware that we don't need anymore that they need, with our parents and grandparents as we help them organize their homes as well. Okay, here's one for the home operations binder. You guys should see all these little papers in front of me. Hi, I just wanted to share that I'm using my home operations binder in such a way that it is a tool for me and I can refer to it daily if needed. Kind of like my guide as a homemaker, my go-to book, along with my Sunday basket. An example of my success is I'm planning a large wiener roast, and I'm using the planner of all the details on who's coming, how many, what everyone's bringing, and even small details. I'm writing about what kind of utensils and where my tablecloths are and paper goods, and even a list of the food so I can delegate it all out. I could be prepared, so the items that I'm not scrambling for last minute special instructions, these binders are going to become very useful items. Thanks again, Lisa and your team, for all you do for us. And here's another one about using the Sunday basket and time. Like, one of the things you'll realize as you start to get organized is you have more time for things that you didn't have before. At first, you'll feel like you just aren't rushing as much, and then you'll actually start to notice pockets of time. But here's an example of how using the Sunday basket really did multiply this person's time. Warning, sappy long post. I've been doing this for a year now, and this is just one of the things I love about these systems. Via training from the Sunday Basket and podcast advice from Lisa, I've developed an errand day, and it's on Thursdays. I live 45 minutes to the closest Walmart and shopping centers. We have a local Shop and Save. I could do quick stop-throughs on the week, but it's expensive and doesn't carry everything we need. So on Thursday, I drive the 45 minutes to do all the errands. At first, I was just winging it. Some Thursdays were harder than others. Some went pleasantly, and well, some Thursdays, I didn't even want to bother with the public, but I forced myself. It keeps getting easier. Over time, I've developed habits, one being that Wednesdays are home days where I clean my kitchen and my fridge out, pack my car with donations and other things that I need for travel, take inventory on groceries, catch up on some laundry. It makes Thursday run so much better. I went from staying at home, a stay-at-home mom who just reacted to everything, for example, we're out of milk, let me run and get that, to a mom who has her week planned out on Sunday, who plans on Sunday to plan on Wednesday that what I'm doing on Thursday. Sometimes I don't know how I got here, but small daily habits start adding up to big change. I'm volunteering with my kids' schools 2 to 3 days a week now and managing a Reno job site. If I had never stumbled on the Sunday Basket idea that Lisa had, which taught me you can buy time by organizing and becoming more productive, I wouldn't be chasing financial dreams like managing our apartment buildings and chasing mommy dreams by being involved with school. Before, I would have been so consumed with trying to manage my mess at home that I could never have thought I'd have time to volunteer, let alone be able to manage a renovation. I'm nowhere near done. I have so much I want to do. Judging by the productiveness I've gained in the past year, I bought the 100 days this time. I can't wait to see what next year holds. I love that. We're actually working on a survey that we're going to come out with in 2019 to get some of the feedback of the time and money you guys are saving once you've been through the 100-day program. I know you are, but I don't have any statistical proof, and I want to get that too. Here's another one about future dreams. When I look around my home and notice my accomplishments, I begin to feel creative and dream about how I will decorate my tidy, clean, and organized home one day. This is way more empowering and fulfilling than I had expected. My home is becoming an expression of my truest self. I'm getting to know who I am as I follow your advice, Lisa. I am so glad I decided to trust you and follow your advice. I'm gaining more than $500 could ever buy. This is the stuff I read to Greg every night. I'm like, look at this. He's like, this is amazing. Like, it's so amazing. He's amazed by you guys. He's just totally amazed by you. It's so nice that I could share this with him. All right, now those were all fun, and we're going to get into a little bit more emotional posts here. And organizing is very emotional. Like, part of why we have the clutter and the disorder is because literally life was running so fast that we got run over. And sometimes in reversing that and going back to where we can be a productive, organized person, we have to unpack some of that. And being organized really does prepare you for the unexpected things in life that are kind of going to happen. Unexpected is going to happen. You just don't know what or unexpected. So let's start with ADD. I'm a bit ADD and started with no organizational skills. These are my before pictures. Trust me when I say these are my after pictures too. I've been listening to the podcast for over a year. This time last year, I determined to start going through my house and start organizing. It really has made a difference. My bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, and laundry room have gone from piles of stuff on the floor to more focused areas with lots less stuff on the shelves and open floor space. And yes, I have a long way to go, but it is literally my first attempt at real organizing I have ever made in my life. So I'm owning that progress. Thanks, Lisa, for what you do. That's amazing. You know, being able to see your progress, that is such a difficult skill. And I know it's not perfect. You know, it's never going to be perfect, right? Like, you listen to me long enough. There is no perfect. It's the progress. Here's another one. I found Lisa's program because Amazon said, hey, You seriously need this book called Check It Out in Her Own Sweet Way. It was Lisa's book on organizing and ADD. I'd never heard the term executive function, or if I did, I tuned it out. But as I read through it, I thought, oh my gosh, that's me. That's what happens to me. Keep in mind, I have a son with ADHD, so you would think that I'd recognize it, but his symptoms were so different from mine. Mine is the inattentive kind, the kind where I feel like I live in a fog or I have those horse blinders on. I honestly never realized I had ADD, but as soon as I read Lisa's book, I was sure. I've since been officially diagnosed, and it's made a huge difference for how I approach my life and treat myself with compassion. I was recently pulled over because my plates had expired 6 months ago. I did my Jedi mind trick and was let go with a promise to renew them, which I did as soon as I got home. But today, I realized that my driver's license expired 2 weeks ago on my birthday. I've known for a couple of months that I needed to renew it before my birthday, and I had it on all the right lists until it wasn't, and then I forgot about it. What does this have to do with the 100-day program? I believe that Lisa's program and guidance will help me manage some of the day-to-day. Like if I actually did my Sunday basket, I would have renewed my license months ago. If nothing else, the peace and space created by this program should relieve some of the swirl in my brain that makes it so hard to function sometimes. Sorry, that was long-winded. I'm just excited to give this a try for the third time. Thanks, Lisa. So life starts moving fast, right? And faster and faster. I felt so emotional listening to the webinar. This is what I'm sorting through. I'm running as hard as I can, but I just can barely keep up with the everyday demands. And now Christmas? How on earth am I supposed to add that in too? It's not like the other needs of my family disappear, so I can change my focus. The constant weight of all I need to do is staggering to me. And simply pausing to make a to-do list pushes me to the edge, because once I start writing things down, they just keep flowing and end up in pages and pages long, accusing of my inadequacy. Slowly, slowly, God is blessing your efforts and bringing me through this. I have been dreaming of a Sunday basket for many months now, but to switch from the momentum of running full speed ahead to sit in a planning committee has been beyond fathoming for me. But the allure of laying it all out, assigning it all a time, and simply telling myself, put a pin in the thoughts of that responsibility. This time it's scheduled for later. Now is time for this task, holds such relief. It's time for me to dive in. And I have to say to the writer of that post, as soon as you're done with the Sunday basket, I think you should become an author. That was very well written. Well, I told you a few... last year, as all of the hurricanes were happening with hurricane in Houston and the California fires, we had just come out with the digital binders. And then in March, we came out with the physical binders. And earlier this year, people were asking me what things can we buy for people who are in these situations? And I said, you can't. Like once the tragedy, once the natural disaster is upon you, it's too late to do the organizing. And my heart breaks for everyone who has lost homes and had so much damage in all of the natural disasters. And all I can say is, if that's not you, now is the time to prepare, put all of your financial documents into binders so that you are ready. And while it grieves me that these natural disasters have occurred, here are two testimonies I can give you for the hurricane and the fires. We'll start with the hurricane because that was first. While we are so fortunate not to have flooding at my house, my neighborhood and town are still dealing with flooded streets. When the hurricane was coming, our family evacuated and I took my organized 365 binders with me. I can't tell you how my Sunday basket and binders have saved me during all of this. When my banking account website was down and I couldn't pay bills, I pulled out my household binder and was able to call and make payments with all of my info at hand, or go to the individual creditor sites. We were able to make it to my daughter's doctor's appointment because I had all of her information, chargers, and supplies safe. This system has truly been a lifesaver. Now my priority is getting my binders and important documents, photos, and scrapbooks scanned to the cloud. And then the fires. Perhaps you have heard about the devastating campfire that destroyed the town of Paradise, California, Thursday. I'm a resident of Chico, California, 15 miles away, and I voluntarily evacuated with our two kids and dogs when we could no longer breathe the unhealthy air. We could see the flames on our hills, and at any moment, it could turn towards our city. We packed up all family history, sentimental items, valuables, our document safe, and my Sunday basket. I was never so appreciative of my Sunday basket than at that moment. I cried, carrying out my beloved sentimental items. But I kind of smiled, carrying my Sunday basket. Being organized about my sentimental items helped as well, but truly, the Sunday basket was the assurance that no matter where I go, I won't be missing any important and relevant papers. I don't have binders, but my Sunday basket I couldn't live without. So while we're down here, let's go to the next one. Here's someone who lost their mom. I was so excited about the holiday blitz, and then I received a phone call that my mother, who had a very long struggle with illness, was moved to hospice care, and I flew to see her and say goodbye. Every night, I watched the live from that day to get my mind off of things. I missed the webinar because I was on a plane and returning home. I half-heartedly watched the replay, and then it hit me. I have an 8-year-old daughter who is really excited about the holidays and vaguely understands death. I printed out the printables and rewatched the lives and planned my holidays with more vim and vigor than I have in a long time. I bought the annual gingerbread house like we used to decorate on Thanksgiving, and I bought hot cocoa and candy canes and fancy marshmallows on a whim to make it a little extra special. Clearly, the timing of the blitz had nothing to do with me, but I'm so thankful that it was here to help me plan and prioritize the important things for me this holiday season in particular. I've never been one to stay up for the New Year, but my daughter wants to stay up for the ball drop. I've planned some fun things to make it extra special for her first ball drop. I said it already, but I'm so glad I participated in the blitz, despite the fact that it's a challenging time for me right now. I'm truly looking forward to the holiday starting with this coming week. Thank you so much for the holiday blitz. And then here's another one who has taken her memories. I love how you guys are finding all of your memorable items and putting them out there on display or using them. She said, my mom made a jewelry tree from family costume jewelry back in the 70s. So it's like a tree, but like all the ornaments are like costume jewelry. This morning, I glued everything down and added jewelry in the gaps. It's a great way to remember my mother and grandmother while upcycling their jewelry. Merry Christmas. All right, so we're going to leave on a higher note. And this has been so much fun for me. I hope you guys have enjoyed hearing maybe some of your stories being read. You know, it was not my idea to add the mailbag in the beginning of the podcast. I think it was Amy Bolt's idea. I can't remember who on our team came up with it, but it wasn't me. And I love it. You guys, I don't even know what the mailbag's going to be until Friday morning because I record the podcast and they put in the mailbag later and I have to listen to my own podcast to hear the mailbag. And I love hearing all of your stories in there. And it so blesses me. So my love language is words of affirmation. So when you type me, DM me or leave a post or send an email, that is how I receive love the most. And it just means so much to me. So I think it's funny. This next podcast had me laughing. And I think Greg wanted to say, don't encourage her. Why are you people encouraging her? So this one says, there's just something about Lisa's voice, her soul, and her enthusiasm. It doesn't even matter if I've already heard the video or the podcast. Whenever I listen, I just want to get cracking. It's been so nice to get to know Emily. The group is such a blessing. Sometimes I worry that others may think I'm posting too much. This has been the worst season for my family due to several tragedies over the last few months. There have been many days I could not bring myself to get out of bed. But this program, Lisa, Emily, and all of the support, delightful postings, hard work, and wisdom have really helped me get back on my feet. My family needs me more than ever, and I have been putting one foot in front of the other. I just wanted to say thanks. And we will end with this observation by Candace. I've made an amazing discovery here. Get excited for this revelation and please let me know if this happens to you. Have you all heard of Pavlov's dogs? Another word for it is classical conditioning. Bear with me here. In Pavlov's experiment, he would play a sound each time he fed his subjects dogs. Before long, he was able to play the sound and the dogs would salivate in anticipation of food without even being presented with food because he created that habit in them. Well, the other day I realized that this is legitimately the sound of Lisa's voice. That immediately makes me start organizing things. I realized this because I threw on a podcast while I was sitting doing nothing, and before long, I was up and organizing my kitchen counter. The podcast was not even about organizing. I'm so convinced about this because I've listened to Lisa so often while cleaning and organizing. The very sound of her voice makes me involuntarily organize things. What about you guys? Am I crazy? Here are some of the comments. Yes, even if the room looks clean, I start digging in cabinets and drawers because I know something needs organizing. Oh my goodness, I'm the same way. When I look around the kitchen and I see the biggest mess, I just put on her podcast and the next thing you know, it's clean, clean. I love her voice, but more than that, it's her down-to-earth realism that I adore. Thank you, Lisa, for all you do. Candace says, I definitely found my tribe. Jennifer says, it goes without saying that we're all incredibly grateful for you, Lisa. Megan says, I seriously love the sound of her voice. I could listen to her read the phone book. Lisa says, yep, same here. I literally laugh out loud at least once a podcast or Insta story as I recognize myself in Lisa's story and then hashtag busted and then I get on with it. Agreed. And it's her voice in my head when I try to stay on task too. Trash, trash, trash. Okay, now shoes, shoes, shoes. Absolutely. The sound of Lisa's voice saves me when I'm getting distracted with useless, overwhelming thoughts. I turn on Lisa's podcast and my world changes. I get productive. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, guys. If you didn't encourage me, if you didn't follow the programs, if you didn't work so hard at getting your house organized, I would have no one to teach. So thank you so much for following along in this 7-year journey. Here's what you can expect. Starting tomorrow, we are going to be replaying older episodes and we're going to go in order. I'm going to be playing How to Declutter, How to Organize, How to Increase Productivity is the next three. Then my three mini years, like how I divide my year, will be next. And then we'll be rank ordering the top 6 podcasts of 2016. So watch that countdown. See if you can guess what number one is. We will not have a new podcast on the 28th. However, the Out With The Old Decluttering Challenge is starting on the 26th. So starting on the 26th at 11 a.m. Eastern, I will be on Facebook Live 6 days in a row. And then on January 4th, when I come back on that Friday with the podcast, I will be recounting the last 7 years of Organized 365. I asked over on Instagram what you guys wanted to hear on the podcast, and I had a great suggestion from someone. They said, how did you grow your business? And what they meant was like, how did I grow me over the last 7 years? And I took that to mean like, how did I do it while I am a stay-at-home mom? Like I am a stay-at-home mom. So how did I balance that and juggle it? And I have been writing down some of the things that I delegated or deleted or just stopped doing over the last 7 years, how those things went in and went out, and how I was able to create the time in order to create Organized 365. So I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.